I've popped back to the main media room to saturate myself in some lovely Wi-Fi because there's not much of it around. And I'm talking to Lee Howley of PC Gaming Corner, who has been covering all kinds of bits and bobs here, mainly looking at some mainstream Xbox titles. What kind of stuff has grabbed your attention on this event?
Mainly THQ's Darksiders. I hadn't really heard much about it. When I showed up here, they had a nice big booth. Very fun game to play. Resembles Too Human. Of course, that was a big letdown. However, this one doesn't look like it will be. Gameplay is much smoother. Controls much improved over Too Human. The graphics are spectacular. It's going to be one of those titles that everyone should be looking forward to. Due out later this year. Also, Halo ODST by Microsoft. Playable here. Very fun. They had a firefight playable. I'm sure there'll be some stuff online. Everyone's going to have footage. Also, Left 4 Dead 2 is out from Valve.
That was not too gory.
No, not too gory. They added some. They added hit detection in the zombies, so they'll actually fall apart where you shoot them now versus before where they just flew backwards.
Wow.
So it's and completely new storyline, new weapons, new characters. Also very promising.
What are you playing at the moment yourself?
Right now, actually, I'm also playing a THQ game, Dawn of War 2. However, that is for PC. In terms of Xbox games, still sticking to my guns for Halo 3. My friends and I love playing that. Also, let's see, what else have we been playing recently? Some Need for Speed. I'm also into racing games.
Have a go on Forza?
Yeah, Forza actually is my favorite. My friends like Need for Speed, but I stick with Forza. It's more realistic to me. So
you've been on the Forza 3 simulation?
No, I haven't. Actually, I haven't made my way over there. We have an unfortunately different audience to cover, but my friend and I actually are huge car nuts, so we love those games. But
I was at the Forza 3 party last night, and I know. It was really random because you've got these hardcore, burly security guards guarding an elevator, and then you go in the elevator to the top of a car park, and there were all of the cars.
That's a dream right there.
I know, and we couldn't help ourselves. We were kind of touching this matte black Lamborghini and stuff, going, that's an expensive bit of kit there, it really is. We kind of hoped that at the end of the night, after a few cocktails, they'd let us go for a drive around, but it wasn't happening. But loads of simulators. I'm kicking myself for not actually getting on the big hydraulic one, because apparently you can, get pretty hurt if you roll the vehicle. It looked pretty good.
I wish I was there. We haven't gotten any invites like that, although we've been kind of keeping our ears open for after parties. They're always a lot more fun than actual E3.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm going to let you get back in there and do some more coverage. Good luck with everything. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.